Welcome to episode 456 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is George, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Sandy, Lindsay, and Donna. We just wrapped up the 50th anniversary for Walt Disney World, and now we're on to the 100-year celebration. So what gives? Well, this event is to commemorate when Walt and Roy Disney started the company and got the big ball rolling. You may be wondering what you can expect, so we're here to give you all the updates. So let's get started. And a lot of this is still sort of evolving. They keep
announcing kind of
the changes.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was just there in June, and I didn't really notice a lot of 100-year things going on, except for some merchandise, basically. But it's coming, and it's definitely in Disneyland already. So.
And this is not just limited to the parks, correct?
No, they're doing it throughout the whole. I mean, I think they're doing movie things and character things, and it's the whole company. So, yeah.
But we're just focusing. Side note, the 100th anniversary commemorative little Lego minifigures are like sold out everywhere already.
Oh.
Yeah. People love their Legos.
I know. Are there any like commemorative Starbucks cups this time?
I think there are. And I don't think I could be wrong on this, but I think I've seen an epic amount of 100th anniversary merchandise in just like Target and Walmart and Starbucks. I think there might have been like a non-Disney store Starbucks.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Well, they do have some Targets have Disney store stuff. You know, when the Disney store went away, they brought it into some Targets. So maybe those.
It's also in Penny.
Yeah. It's everywhere.
You still have them?
Milking that good old.
Yes, they closed about half the pennies, but there's still about half of them left.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right.
So I know one thing they. Go ahead, Sandy.
No, I was just going to say. Okay, so let's talk about the parks.
So I know one thing that they usually do for every celebration is Mickey and Minnie get some sort of special outfit. Do you know what they're planning for this one?
Platinum outfits.
Platinum.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and apparently you can already see them on the parade float at Disneyland. So they're in their platinum attire in Disneyland already. Coming September, late September, to Epcot, they will be at the Imagination Pavilion in Epcot, so you'll have a reason to go over there. Just kidding.
You need another reason.
I'm kidding. Oh, sometimes I go Red Figment, but...
Yes, when you need a nice, cool, you know, do nothing.
Yeah.
For 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Exactly. You guys are awful. I love Figment.
Yeah, but do it every great. Time? Yeah.
It is great because it's a place you can go and cool off and sit for a while. There's usually not as big a line.
Usually. If there's a line there, you know it's a crowded day.
You think Figment will have a new tuxedo for the 100th?
Well, I don't know because that's going to coincide with Food and Wine. So, you know, Figment is always a big deal for Food and Wine Festival, too. So, another thing they're going to be doing is the surprise character visits to the resorts. And this is a holdover from the 50th celebration because I remember seeing Goofy in his iridescent outfit at the Coronado Springs Resort. So,
really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was something that was always kind of missing at the resorts.
Yeah, I know. And I don't see it all the time, but I saw it that day. That was like January in... Yeah, just hanging out at the... And it was a moderate, too, so it's kind of nice for the moderates to get some love. Yeah. Which is cool. In Disneyland, one of the things I'm most jealous of, and Lindsay, I know you're going to do this because I know you're going, is the Rogers the Musical. If you're not... I mean, so I know. So I think whenever they first brought this out,
my husband might listen to those.
Well, if you watch the Marvel series on Disney Plus and you watched Hawkeye series, mm-hmm. you'll see Rogers the Musical in a little snippet, and they brought it. They made it. They made a musical.
So, oh, that's what that is?
Yeah, that's what that yep. is. And it's Captain America musical, and it's there for like a limited time, and I don't think I'm going to get out there. So sad. So we'll have to live vicariously through Lindsay and we'll do like a whole podcast on Rogers the Musical. Maybe. I
really yes, we should do a whole podcast of something that is no longer available for anyone else.
I know, but I want to. Well, I'm kind of hoping. I mean, maybe it's crazy, but maybe they'll put it on a cruise ship or something. I mean, God, it can't just go away, right?
Maybe they're just testing it out. Maybe it will be on a cruise ship. Wouldn't it be cool if they had like limited run shows when they do like the Marvel
Day at Sea?
Yeah, if they offered.
That would be okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's happening.
Yeah, I'm just going to turn my ringer on in case Bob Iger calls me for any more great ideas.
Yeah. Make sure he has your number.
Make sure.
It looks like they have a new World of Color show.
Yeah, they have a new World of Color 1. They have a new fireworks show called Wondrous Journeys. And they have the Magic Happens Parade is returning to Disneyland. I don't think I've ever seen that parade. And then they just got Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, which is open in Toontown. They've redid Toontown. And that, if you are familiar with the East Coast stuff, that ride is in Hollywood Studios. So it's nice that they get that one over there. I love that ride. It's such a cute ride.
I do too.
Yeah.
After yeah, only bringing Paint the Night back, then I'd be really excited.
Yeah. I know. I would love to see that one come back too. Any of the nighttime ones. Yeah.
That was one of the best parades ever. I don't understand. I don't understand why they take them away.
Yeah. Yep. It's so people like us get really excited when they bring it back for a little bit of old time. That's why I know Rogers the Musical won't be gone for good. It'll come back. So, yeah, another thing, merch and food. Obviously, they've got popcorn buckets. There's going to be a popcorn bucket that you can only get in Epcot when all that stuff rolls out. It's a Mickey-shaped balloon of a special color, I guess. It's the, I don't think it's platinum. I think it's blue. I don't know. Anyway, so, yeah. And then the food and beverage locations during Food and Wine and the International Festival of the Holidays, there's going to be a couple of limited time 100-year anniversary things there. So that'll be cool.
I don't know who came up with the idea of the popcorn bucket, but that dude needs a raise.
Oh my God. That is kind of funny how, and some of them are shaped so weird that I'm like, is popcorn getting stuck in Mickey's feet? Like, are you ever getting this thing clean? You know?
Yeah.
Well, some of them are so small, you're like, how are they getting any popcorn in there at all?
Yeah, they're shaped like, so funny.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
Can you, if it can't even hold popcorn, can you really call it a popcorn bucket?
Well, I remember when I bought that popcorn bucket at Disneyland last year and they told me there were no refills on the popcorn buckets at Disney World or Disneyland. I was like, what?
And, so mad.
Oh my God. I was like, well, at Disney World, they will refill this for $2.25. And
I know.
I want to tell you though, I've taken that
That's
same
why
bucket.
I bought one.
Yeah. I actually have taken that bucket from Disneyland to Disney World and refilled it there. And I just took it in June, even though it has Halloween stuff all over it. So and they refill
that's
it.
They don't. That's the one thing they don't care about, and that's what's really cool about the popcorn bucket because you can refill it as many times as you want with the maple popcorn in Canada.
Yeah.
Well, I never.
I think it's totally worth it if you get maple popcorn because the maple popcorn is the bomb. But I will say, like, that's like one of the highlights of going on a Disney trip. That, you know, gives me the giggles is every time I see somebody with a popcorn bucket that you know is like older than their kids. Yeah. It's all faded. All the characters have all like come off the side.
Well, they put a stop to that with the cups. Yeah. Can't do that with cups anymore. But
they did.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, was that like an urban legend, or don't they get the soda for free from Coke anyway? I don't know.
I'm not sure if that's true, but I don't think they I don't think they spend that much. I mean, I would like to see them let people reuse their mugs because they're reusable mugs. And yeah. Anyway, that's just a little gripe, but you know. So Epcot is getting a new show. they took away Harmonious, which I loved, and now Epcot Forever is back, and it's not as good as even it was whenever it was out the first time, but I don't know. Maybe it is, but I seem to remember the first time I saw it, they had like speedboats and kites or jet skis and stuff. But and it could be because it was raining when I was there last month, but they didn't have that part and it was just kind of eh. So if you're going this summer, it's eh. But there's going to be a new show and we'll see how long that one lasts whenever it comes out in September. I kind of miss them keeping shows around for a long time, you know? Like, I don't know. Yeah.
They have to leave them around for long enough for you to get emotionally attached to them. So
right. Exactly.
Cry over them.
You know.
When they leave.
They're going to have those little statues that say Disney 100 as backdrops for all the parks and Disney Springs. There's going to be some magic shots and other photo pass offerings. Do you guys, and I know that the 50th anniversary statues are still there. Have you guys heard if they're keeping them? Because they're supposed to interact with the Magic Band Plus, and I can't imagine they're going to get rid of them if they interact.
Maybe they'll just, I don't know, what are they going to do? Chisel the plate, put a plate over them that says 100, spray them silver.
Maybe. Well, I don't know. I mean, they're not gone yet. They weren't gone as of June, so I don't know that they're taking them away, but maybe they'll put 50 more in there. So we'll have to go find all those.
It's going to get really crowded. 50 more and make it 100. That's the smart thing to do.
Well, they do have a mural. There's in World Celebration in Epcot, there's a mural that's going to have like 100 Disney characters to celebrate, you know, the 100 years of the company. So it's going to be pretty cool. I mean, there's always something going on. So I feel like, you know, I'll be there for Food and Wine, so I can check it all out. Maybe I'll pop over to the West Coast for Rogers.
So Magic Bands. So the Magic Band Plus, have you heard anything about like that expanding?
I don't know, but I noticed, you know, how you could get like discounted Magic Bands before you arrive. Most of your choices now are Magic Band Plus. There's very limited choices that aren't the Plus. And I didn't love the Magic Band Plus, so I don't know that I'll be buying more Magic Bands. First of all, I don't really need more Magic Bands. When we went in June, me and my daughter used old ones, and my cousin and her kids just used their Key to the World cards, and that was fine. You know, they didn't use Magic Bands at all. So it did make it a little harder.
I will say, when I first started wearing mine and using it, I didn't really, because they didn't give you really good instructions on what it does or any kind of heads up as to what it interacts with. It's pretty vague to say, oh, it interacts with some things around the park. And the fact that it was buzzing and lighting up during the fireworks and stuff like that really creeped me out at first. I was really, it was a sensory thing for me. But now that I kind of know how to get on there and change it, I'm just curious if they're going to expand it.
Yeah, I feel
I'm
like
excited to see all the new stuff.
I feel like they're not pushing Magic Bands like they were. So maybe, I don't know, maybe that'll go away. Maybe it'll just be a perk. I don't know. they're not free anymore, so you have to decide if you're going to buy them. But, yeah.
And they're not cheap either. They're like, what, 45, 50 bucks?
I think I paid like 25 to 30 for the discounted price. Yeah. So that gets expensive for a family.
It looks like at Disneyland, they have a new tour called Celebrating Disney 100. So basically another guided tour option. Yeah.
Oh, one other thing I forgot to mention, they're going to be lighting up Spaceship Earth again, which is cool. I feel like that should never go away.
I still haven't seen that yet.
It wasn't really happening when I was there in June. But I wasn't sure if I was just missing it, but I don't think I was. I think it just wasn't happening because they're bringing it back for this new celebration. So you have a chance, September through December. Go see it, George.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to get there in the next couple of years.
Oh.
Too much other stuff going on.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. On behalf of Donna, Sandy, Lindsay, and myself, George, thanks for joining us this week. Gotta fly.